This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With a signature, President Trump has ended U.S. participation in the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Companies and many economists like the TPP, but the 12-country trade and intellectual property deal had faced opposition from many quarters on the right and the left of the political spectrum. The Trump administration wants to move to bilaterals, agreements between the U.S. and individual countries. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes a look.
President Trump did away with one of the Obama administration's top priorities with a stroke of a pen in his signing ceremony. But it'll take a lot longer to replace the TPP with individual trade agreements. And there's a debate over whether those will be better deals for the U.S. Washington trade lawyer Andy Scheuer says maybe.
Where it's one-to-one, you feel that you can really push the other side, and you don't have that awkward dynamic of having other participants who might actually undermine your position.
But Duke University law professor Rachel Brewster says actually, big trade agreements can put pressure on countries because they don't want to be left out.
States are willing to really stretch and go further when they know they're part of a pact.
Both Brewster and Scheuer say foreign politicians could face their own political pressures to be tougher in their trade negotiations with the U.S. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.